Hare Krishna, Japa, Chapter 16, The Importance of the Positive. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also unequivocally states his positive desire in the fourth verse of the Shikshastaka. Here he says, Bhavadtad Bhakti Rahituki Toyi, that he wishes to attain unmotivated devotional service to Sri Krishna. Clearly, the more experienced devotees have in tasting the sweetness of Krishna's loving service, the greater their attachment, their detachment from matter. Krishna himself says this in the Bhagavad Gita 2:59. The embodied soul may be restricted from sense enjoyment, though the taste for sense object remains. But ceasing such engagements by experiencing higher taste is fixed in consciousness. Srila Prabhupada reiterates this point in his purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 4:22-39. The bhaktas, by their transcendental devotional service unto the lotus feet of the Lord, become so overwhelmed with transcendental bliss that automatically their desires for material enjoyment stop. The conclusion is that by developing a loving desire for the service of the lotus feet of the Lord, we subdue all material desires for sense gratification. The process of sadhana, increasing our desire to serve Krishna. The general flow of our desires, of our desire to serve Krishna, should be ever deepening, although at any particular moment we may not feel particularly deep. From Srila Prabhupada, quote, the first principle is that is one must be very enthusiastic. He must believe that Krishna has said that Name Bhakta Pranashyati, that my devotee will never be vanquished. So let me become Krishna's devotee sincerely. I must become Krishna's devotee sincerely. This is called enthusiasm. Then Dharajat. I've become Krishna's devotee, but still I'm not feeling happy. How is that? So therefore you have to become patient. The enthusiasm must be there. You must be patient also. And Nischayat. Nischayat means you must be confident. Oh, Krishna has said that his devotee will never be vanquished, so surely I shall not be vanquished, even though I don't feel now. Let me do my duty. Lecture on Bhagavad Gita 2:13-17, Los Angeles, November 29, 1968. How do we increase our devotional desires in both good times and bad? And how do we increase our attachment to Krishna? The processes of Krishna consciousness, the sadhanas taught by Srila Prabhupada, Srila Rupa Goswami, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are meant expressly for this purpose. Srila Prabhupada writes, to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one has to accept a bona fide spiritual master and learn from him the methods of devotional service and hear from him about the transcendental message and glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this way, one has to increase his conviction about devotional service. Then it will be very easy to increase attachment for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. End quote. Srimad Bhagavatam, Purport 4:22-22. Srila Prabhupada is, of course, referring to sadhana bhakti when he mentions methods of devotional service. He cites Srila Rupa Goswami's definition of sadhana bhakti in his purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.105. Kriti sadhya bhavet sada sadhanadabhi nitya sadasya bhavasya prakattam riddhi sadhyata. When transcendental devotional service by which love for Krishna is attained is executed by the senses, it is called sadhana bhakti, or the regulative discharge of devotional service. Such devotion exists eternally within the heart of every living entity. The awakening of this eternal devotion is the potentiality of devotional service in practice. Bhaktivedanta Sindhu 1:22. And from Srila Prabhupada, Krishna is so kind. He is coming himself. He's teaching Bhagavad Gita. He is coming as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as devotee, to become a devotee of Krishna. Krishna prema pradhayate. He is not only teaching Krishna, but love of Krishna. Krishna, when he personally came, he did not teach how to love him. He simply asked, you rascal, surrender to me, that's all. You are all rascals. You have forgotten me. I am the Supreme. You are searching after so many wrong things. You have created so many called occupation and religious duties, but these are all useless. That much. But again, Krishna came to teach people how to love Krishna. Therefore, Rupa Goswami offers his respect to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. You are not only giving Krishna, but giving love of Krishna. That is a very rare thing. Prema Pamato Mahan. People are after Dharma, after Kama, after Moksha. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, above this, there is fifth perfection. That is Prema, Krishna Prema. Prema Pamato Mahan. Lecture on Srimad Bhagavatam 7915, Mayapur, February 22nd, 1976. Harinam, the heart of the process. The heart of all Krishna conscious practices is to chant Krishna's holy names. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself cites this quotation from Brihadnaradiya Purana. Harinama, 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 eva kevalam kaloa, nasteva, 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 gatir anehata. In this age of Kali, there is no other means for self-realization and chanting the holy name of Lord Hari. The Lord adds, this verse clearly states that anyone who accepts any other path cannot be delivered. This is the reason for the triple repetition. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else, which emphasizes a real process of self-realization, the real process of self-realization. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila 17, 21 and 25. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur uses Srila Jiva Goswami's words to make the same point. Quote, in his Bhakti Sandarbha 273, and in his Krama Sandarbha commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam 7523-24, Srila Jiva Goswami Prabhu has given the following process regarding the chanting of the holy names as instructed by Sri Gaurasunda. Yadyapi Anya Bhakti Kalo Kartavya Tadatat Kirtanakya Bhakti Sam Yoginaiva. Although other processes of devotional service should be performed in Kali Yuga, they must all be accompanied by the chanting of the holy name. Commentary on Chaitanya Bhagavat, Arikanda 226. We'll end here. That's the first part of this, of chapter 16. And Hare Krishna.